keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for January 26, 2022. It's episode 5. Man, when it gets above 10 into the teens, it won't fit. I'll have to talk faster. It
won't fit?
It won't fit in the little donut hole there.
Oh.
It won't fit before Jeff sings again.
Oh. Okay, well, first things first, let me tell you what we're drinking.
No, first things
Hi,
first.
Everybody.
First things first.
Oh.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my
How
love.
Are you?
Now, I'm doing well.
Now, let's cheers me. What do we drink? Wait, before we... Yes, you're correct. What
are we drinking? We are drinking a 2019 Pinot Noir Argyle, and it's from Willamette, which is one of our favorite regions for wine.
For Pinot.
For Pinot, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think we started drinking it in 2019, and we were told then that you really want the 2016. I think the three-year rule holds.
Yes.
So this should be a perfect...
Cheers.
Cheers. Perfect Pinot. There we go.
Mm, very good.
It's so hard on show days.
I know you were jonesing. Jonesing.
At the end of every day, I have a glass of wine. Like a glass of wine and maybe a refill for dinner. Typically a refill for dinner. And then if I finish it, it's a final gulp.
Yes.
And so when I was waiting for you to come home, I just finished doing MoFax.
Yes, let me just say
show.
Real yeah. quick before you go into that.
Oh, talk about myself.
You're yeah. a marvel. Yes. You did a 3-hour podcast earlier today, and here we are again. So.
Oh, no, but this is, well, actually, I mean, no agenda is work. MoFax is for the future of all children. And this, baby, this is fun. I'm here for the laughs and the drink.
And the stories. Anyway, yeah, so yes, so you were jonesing for your glass of wine. You withheld, although you tried to talk me into having a glass with dinner. And I said no.
You had decanted it. You're like already put, and you're like, okay, here, I got to do video, miss social media.
Of course.
I like all of a sudden on show day, all of a sudden a new album art shows up. Okay. Not busy at the store today, I guess.
No. Pulled out my creative skills.
What was I going to say?
You were jonesing for the wine, and I yes. said emphatically, no, wait until the...
Right.
No,
but you made me video it, decanting it, or pouring it into the decanter, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And then it's just there. It was just ready. It was just wanting to be drunk.
I know. Well, here you go. You have your liquid
yes.
grapes.
Yes.
There you go. And it's very good. Yeah.
So have you gotten any feedback about the show?
Yes, I've gotten a few emails where people have enjoyed it. I got one from my friend Julie, who lives in Austin, and I thought this was really funny. She had actually shared the show with one of her friends, and she sent me... let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. I don't have it in front of me. But she shared it with one of her friends, and her friend was saying how she loved the show. And then she commented on my Midwestern accent. I have to tell you, that happens a lot to me, especially at the store. People always ask where I'm from. And I don't even realize that I have this Midwestern accent.
I guess you do. It's not super. I mean, yeah, I guess you do.
Mm-hmm. but it was funny. I can't find that.
I prefer just to call it all American.
All American.
You are 100% all American.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was pretty funny when she had sent the message from her friend, and her friend said, "Oh, I could be friends with her, and she reminds me. Her accent reminds me of a family member."
This is what I'm hearing from my acquaintances. You know. Truck drivers and stuff like that. They,
ooh,
sure. You're the breakout podcast star.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. And Gina's so much fun to listen to. So, we went to Dallas. I think that's what we need to, because that was
2 weeks ago.
Right after we did the show,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Or 2 days after we did the show.
Yeah. And we took the back roads up there.
Yeah.
Like we were driving through Merca.
That was pretty cool. From Fredericksburg, you can drive right up, what is it, 16?
16 to 67 to, I don't know, until we got to the Spaghetti Bowl of Dallas.
And typically, you know, from Austin, you take 35, and it's just the thought of driving on 35 is like, you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And this is like, you can pretty much go 80 the whole way. You know, there's a couple of spots where you have to wait 2 miles until you can pass someone. It's two lanes on each side and nice road, just straight shot, right? I mean, it was quite incredibly fun, the drive.
And went through a lot of small towns. Yeah. So, I mean, we were definitely in the thick of America. It was a very, very enjoyable. Until, of course, we got to downtown Dallas. I do not like driving into Dallas. Once you get on those expressways, it is a spaghetti bowl, and it just it just causes me
it got to the point where I was doing better with the directions than you were. You were just like, get off here. Like, no, I don't think so. We stay on this road.
Although you did get off on the frontage road, and we had to get back on.
Oh, well, that's a minor detail. Yeah. Just zip off doing 80 onto the frontage road. Oh, I guess we are on the frontage road. Slow down. Okay. Yes, yeah. Well, but that was earlier. That wasn't in Dallas. Once we got to Dallas, I was okay.
Yeah, I just, yeah. And then, crazy.
But Dallas is just, it's like the whole downtown area where we were. We're in a really nice hotel in the Thompson. Mm-hmm. It was built as a luxury hotel.
Well, it used to be a bank. And so now that I think back on it, yeah, it definitely is a corporate type building that they remodeled into a hotel.
Yeah, but the whole, all of downtown just feels like you're living in one big W hotel.
Yeah.
You know?
But our room, we walk into this room, they coin it as luxury. No table, no desk.
No chair.
No chair. No coffee. Like, what? No coffee. Like, usually people have coffee there.
At least two pods and two decafs.
We're talking bare bones, and we're talking toilet paper that felt like craft paper.
Yeah. That was not fun. Yeah.
I mean, the wedding was there and it was absolutely beautiful, but the room was,
it was just surprising. They just didn't have some basic amenities that you'd expect.
Well, especially if you're ordering room service, you're ordering breakfast and you have no place to eat it because there's no table or chairs.
But I think that's kind of what this is. These are party hotels and you're supposed to go there. You're supposed to, you know, go to the restaurant, the expensive restaurant up on top, and you're supposed to drink and have a good time and go to the bar and hang out. And then, you know, the room is for having sex and doing drugs and then go back up and party again. It's like Vegas without the gambling.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And you were up late the night before the show.
Well, because of the party. You and I were dancing. We were dancing fools.
Although I think, was it Friday? When we woke up on Saturday morning, were we up late? I can't remember. But one morning we woke up and Adam was trying to order breakfast and he was dialing the number
Sunday morning.
You were dialing the on the remote control of the television.
Hold on a second. So this luxury hotel room had like a Bang & Olufsen. You know, it's one of those long metal remote controls, the thin ones. And the phone was also a cordless. And you have to admit, it had a similar structure. Oh.
But it wasn't until he realized nobody was picking up that he had the remote control to his ear.
Yeah, that was Sunday morning after we went to bed late and somewhat inebriated, and I had to get up to do the show.
Yeah. But back.
There she is. Come here, baby.
The Catholic Church. So the wedding was. It was a Catholic ceremony. Was that your first experience with a?
I've been in Catholic Church, but I'm sure I've been to a Catholic wedding, hello, Miss Phoebe. Was it, you knew all the callbacks, you know?
Like, I was raised Catholic.
The priest says, hassam alaikum, do your thing.
Hassam alaikum.
And you're like, so say we all, hallelujah, bam. Peace be with you. Hey! I mean,
hallelujah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, you know all the inside dope, man.
We were raised, cool. I was raised Catholic. I made my communion, but never made my confirmation. And
now,
what
does that even mean?
I don't, you know, I don't even know. But here's what I do know, is when we were growing up, my parents forced us to go to church every Sunday while they slept in.
Oh, man.
And if we didn't go to church, we are grounded for a week. Yeah, but they slept in and we had to go to this and listen to this hour-long mass. We had to go to confession, listen to the hour-long mass.
Did you confess stuff?
Oh, it's like goofy stuff. You're a little kid, you know, like, I hit my sister.
Is that first thing that comes to mind?
I threatened my sister with a knife.
Second thing that comes to mind.
Chased her into the bathroom.
Third thing that comes to mind. It's interesting. Yes, these are the stories.
Right, Lisa? Lisa knows. She knows all the stories.
You chase her? She chased you?
No, I chased my oldest sister.
Laura?
Lisa was there to witness it. Yeah, chased her in the bed. Laura used to beat up on us all the time, and yeah. I had it. And I pulled out a serrated bread knife, and I was gonna,
sweet baby Jesus.
I really wasn't gonna do anything. I just wanted to scare the shit out of her.
Did you say like? Did you say I'll cut you, bitch? Because that would be cool.
Well, you know what? I chased her. She went into the bathroom and closed the door, and I took the knife, and I was underneath the door with the knife,
like The Shining, like Jack Nicholson with the axe. Nice.
She never came after me again after that. So
that goes to show. Yeah. If you stand a bully up,
that's right,
with a serrated bread knife. Hey, that can cut you. That can cut you.
Lisa remembers that because she said, I think, she goes, you had on your exercise clothes, your Jane Fonda, I don't know, something. I don't remember what I had on, but Lisa remembers it. So, yeah, fond memories. Anyway, I was raised Catholic, so I knew all the callbacks.
Yeah. That was interesting. And it immediately made me think like, oh, that's a club I'd like to be in, which, of course, is how these things work. You know, you get to have the secret handshake. You know what to do. You get the tiddlywink wafer.
Hey, and the little sip of wine.
Do tiddlywinks still exist? Does anyone play tiddlywinks? Is tiddlywinks.com available?
I'm sure it is.
You think they still exist, tiddlywinks? How do you spell it? Tiddlywinks.com. Let's just go for it. Tiddlywinks.com.
Miss Phoebe is sitting right here by me.
Tiddlywinks. Never mind. Tiddlywinks.
Anyway, those wafers, it actually tastes like paper.
Oh, I'm sure it's crap. Just paper. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Is Tiddlywinks still for sale? I know. I'm obsessed with it. We used to play Tiddlywinks. Tiddly. T-I-D-D-L-Y. Winks. Tiddlywinks. Okay.
Anyway, the wedding was a lot of fun. And the really cool thing about it is they had an 11-piece live band, which is unheard of these days because it's usually a DJ. And they were phenomenal.
And they had horns and everything.
Oh,
yeah,
so good.
That was quite spectacular.
Yeah, it was really.
And Vic, father of the bride, who's my friend who invited us, he was just beaming.
Yeah.
It was cool. And what was his name? Uncle,
oh my gosh, I don't know.
Uncle, not Uncle. If I get it wrong, though, he'll kill me. Uncle Chippy, I can't remember his name.
Something.
This
like
guy
that.
Is from New Jersey. Tom's River, 80 years old. He walks around. He talks to you, and you're like, he's a good fella. He's obviously mob.
He's in the mafia. Yeah,
it's like no doubt about it. And Vic even had to say, just for everybody, well, I know this is my uncle. He's not in the mafia. But it was so, oh my goodness. And I feel stupid that I can't remember his name. I know I have it wrong.
Chicky.
Uncle Chicky. Yeah, you got it.
Big wedding though. It was 300 people.
Yeah, that was
pretty big. I'm sure it is. We were all kind of Adam and I were kind of trying to guess how much that wedding is going to cost.
No, when Vic calls me in 2 months after he's come down from the party, I'm gonna get the number.
Okay.
We have our ideas.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was our big excursion.
That was really fun. Yeah. Although, yeah, you had I noticed you had a little bit of just navigational difficulties. we're driving back. This is a different day, and we're driving to our house, and we're listening to the radio, and it's my favorite station, 94.3, The Rock, Kerrville, KRV, and there's one of the streets where you get to on our way to our house is called Bowie. And so we're listening to the radio and we're chatting a little bit. And I said, is this Bowie? Because I couldn't tell if that was a sign. And you said, no, it's Motley Crue. What's wrong with you?
That's on the radio. Yeah. That's right.
I know. Is this the street Bowie? You know, is that the street? No, this is Motley Crue. But you said it to me like, oh my God, my husband has gone crazy. He thinks Motley Crue is David Bowie. And it was that shock and horror that probably hurt me the most.
He's like, actually, I know who Motley Crue, I should know who David Bowie is in Motley Crue. I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes your DJ skills, I don't know.
No, I'm definitely losing it. Definitely. No, that's very sad.
Oh, that's okay.
It's all in there. I mean, I have my MTV stories that I can recall pretty quickly, but all the music stuff is, you know, kind of gone a little bit.
That's okay.
It's not quite there anymore.
Take your ginkgo biloba.
I have other stuff on my list, but I in fact, let's just talk about you and your list.
Oh, but yeah, you got big news.
You do?
Yeah. We got the results back from Phoebe's DNA test.
Yes, from both of her DNA tests.
So we did two tests because I read reviews all the time. And if the reviews don't jive with me, I won't order the thing. So I ended up ordering a kit and read the reviews.
You believe in reviews, which is the most interesting thing.
Well, I ordered one kit, read the reviews, and they were like, this kit is a piece of crap. And so I'm like, oh, great. So we ordered another one. And so the first one we got back said that she's 100% Great Pyrenees.
Yeah, like purebred.
Yes. And then the other one said she was 77% Great Pyrenees, super mutt, and whatever the hell a super mutt is, and a mountain cur dog.
I'm like, no.
What the hell's a mountain cur dog?
I don't care, but my dog has no super mutt anything in her. That's just an insult. So we have two different results. I mean, what good is this DNA stuff?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think she's a Great Pyrenees because they have an extra dew claw. That's what the vet said.
Yeah, and that's what everybody says.
She doesn't possess that, and she's not as furry as
also,
a Great
she
Pyrenees.
Looks like an Akbash. She looks like an Akbash.
So
people who have had Akbash come in and say, oh, you got an Akbash. No, I'm sorry to inform you. That is a Great Pyrenees.
And a mountain cur dog.
And a mountain cur and a super mutt. Don't let her hear that. It'll hurt her feelings.
She's fine. She was a real asshole today when I took her on a walk. She's got trauma with trucks, with trailers.
Pickup trucks.
She listens to Adam way more than I do because he's definitely the alpha dog. She listens to me, but I could not control her. I was about ready to strangle her because she was going crazy, crazy. She was an asshole. Totally.
So
I still love her though.
And what I think is that, she's with you. She's super protective. That's her entire job. You know, Mike came over the other day when I wasn't here. She goes crazy, wants to kill Mike. Of course,
well, he's a narc.
He's a narc. He's a police officer, ex-police officer. So, yeah, I mean, she's well-trained. But when I'm here and he came over, even with a couple other guys, you know, to look at our railing, it was like, you know, she was perfectly fine after a couple of barks and then she calmed down. So it must be that she's protecting you, that she wants to make sure that you're protected from the evil pickup truck.
Yeah.
With trailer.
With the trailer.
Because pickup truck without trailer is not evil.
Yeah. No, she's got some trauma with that. So.
Yeah.
But we have somebody coming in who's doing a little bit of work to our house, and he was the one that saw her and said, oh, yeah, she's definitely an Akbash.
Yeah.
Well, he has, what, four dogs?
Now, but he's had 30 or something on his
brand. So he was talking about what he feeds his dogs, and he makes a whole concoction of rice.
Oh, yeah.
And they're big dogs, too. And he said, he told Adam and I that he was trying to look to see if he could buy a donkey.
To grind up a donkey
for his dogs.
Yeah, and I'm looking to buy a donkey. Got any leads?
And Adam's like, what, you got a meth lab for your dog food? Let's go. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, so we're trying to think about what we're going to do with her food wise. We don't know. So
well, she has some perhaps symptoms of some skin allergies, which could also be food related.
So any suggestions for good dog food that isn't so expensive like that? One, well, I don't know what it's called, dog farmer fresh or something like that. It's expensive.
Yeah, but that's all that. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd question all that, but. Now that we have gotten our first quarter cow.
Oh, yes.
I think that, you know, we should at least evaluate what we're putting into our best friend, our dog.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're not eating processed beef. And holy crap, is this some fantastic beef that we have?
Yeah, Adam picked up a quarter cow from K&C Cattle, who is located just outside of Austin.
They're right next door to Tesla.
And so it doesn't have any
no.
GMO products
they graze on original Texas grass. No Monsanto or any stuff like that has ever been in there. They rotate from field to field. They are just free to roam all day long the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And after 16 months, they become our burger.
Yeah. So we make burgers tonight and we get done eating and Adam goes, just think 16 months ago. I go, stop. I can't think about the cow.
It was with deep respect. It was with love that I'm like, this is such a beautiful cycle of life that this beautiful cow comes into my life and was taken care of by Cole and Michael themselves, and then processed and everything all done by them. And then, you know, I don't know, that's something. And how did it taste?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
But if we ever had a zombie attack, if we ran out of ammo, we could still use our frozen beef to kill them. We have so much. We just get
maybe
a slingshot.
Maybe we should look into that donkey meat for Phoebe, and we'll be all set.
Donkey meat. So I wonder what it tastes like, donkey meat. I'd try it. Yeehaw. Yeehaw. It's probably just like horse. It's like rabbit tastes like chicken.
Did he say donkey or zebra?
Zebra?
No, it was donkey.
Zebra?
It was donkey meat.
Give a zebra to your dog? We're kind of elitist here in the Hill Country. Yes. I only give zebra. After I've done a film for the cinema, I only give my dog Zebra.
Zebra stew.
This would be a great product name, but we spell it differently, like Z-E-H-B-R-A-H, Zebra.
Okay.
Or Zebra.
I'll get on that right Come after on, the man. Show. Yeah.
Do you have the recipe yet? Come on, I'm an entrepreneur, baby. There's a new idea every day, and eventually one
exit
of them sticks.
Strategy.
This is the exit strategy. In case you didn't notice, this show is supposed to take us to the promised land.
Lovely. What do you have on your list?
I got a couple of things.
Okay, let's hear.
I dropped my vape in the toilet. I don't know why I put that on my list.
I said, I'm not kissing you if you put your mouth on your vape.
Tina's the first thing. Go ahead. No, this is what you thought. No, go ahead. Your first question.
No, you go. I'm like, wait a minute. What are you doing? You're holding your vape while you're trying to go to the bathroom, like unzipping your, like what? Explain that to me.
I just happened to have it in my hands in transit, and then I put it down next to the, you know, near the sink, and I fumbled it, and it went bloop, bloop, bloop into the, now this thing is acting weird. I got to get a new one.
And he's still using it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, well, it was a clean bowl. It wasn't.
I think particles still like fly around though. So make sure you brush your teeth.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what's on your
Texas Slim is launching the Beef Initiative app.
Mm.
And I think we should probably have him dial into our next show in 2 weeks, just for a quickie, so we can talk about it.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of people who listen to this particular show who are interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people after Rogan and after the bits on No Agenda have are starting to order there and are mm-hmm. asking questions and trying to understand. Mm-hmm. It just feels like we can make people healthier. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you taste this beef too, you can immediately see the difference from what you buy in the store versus what is raised on this particular ranch. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's a good idea.
KNC cattle, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they do it all with Bitcoin, which is the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Alternative network. So mm-hmm. they cannot be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of keeping people healthy, on my way there, I did a whole thing with my buddy Tim, and I stayed overnight at his place. I did an interview with Mackenzie Kelly for her podcast.
She's the councilwoman in Austin.
Mm-hmm. And then I also dropped off a blister pack of ivermectin for Gene, who caught the Rona.
He's got the coof.
And, you know, so he had the same day he had scheduled a monoclonal antibody treatment because he's like, you know, I just wanted, this is what everyone says works, and canceled.
No.
Canceled his appointment.
Yeah. Because Biden,
The
FDA, I shouldn't say Biden.
Yeah. No more emergency use.
Yeah.
And just forget about it. Just go home and die, slave. Yeah.
So
unbelievable. He said 2 days of the ivermectin, he says he's feeling better.
Good.
He says the fog is starting to lift.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good,
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
But, fuck, this is crazy.
We know several people that
I'm running illegal drugs. Like, say it loud, say it proud.
I am.
I'm running drugs from India that I imported illegally from India.
Yeah. We've given out so many of those packets and they seem to really help. So that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, and even if it's just the placebo effect, who cares? If people are feeling good, then I'm happy with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What do you have any?
I have lots more, but no, it's your turn.
No, I've talked about a lot of things already.
No, everything that I've told you to talk about. Okay. It's all been my ideas.
Well, so I'm sure people saw this. I posted it on Instagram and on Twitter, but I finally hung up Adam's Wall of Fame. These are all of his pictures and his albums that he got and art news articles and just memorabilia that he wanted hung up. And he asked me to put it in the garage. Now we have I don't like stuff. I don't like clutter. So our garage is very clean and the floor is clean in there. And so he asked me to put him in the garage, and actually it's the biggest wall. He didn't want the stuff in the house.
Well, let me explain why.
Okay.
Because now these are pictures, gold records, certificates, you know, like a letter from the queen, you know, stuff like that. It's just fun to look at. And I've had that in my multiple houses, in my bathroom, in my studio, in my office, you know, they've been around. And now I'm like, you know, that's really nice and that's cool, Adam Curry. But for me, it's like Paul Newman. You know, now let's put all that in the garage. You hang it up with like the Pennzoil and your trophy and the checkered flag. All that stuff goes in there. And then it's just it looks like an American garage, only I don't have racing trophies. You maybe throw those out.
Adam,
my motocross trophies.
When we first moved in together, you wouldn't believe the stuff that Adam had. I mean, he was a hoarder for sure. And so he pulls out these trophies from school, high school?
No. They were in my 20s, but they were motorcycle trophies.
And I go, what are you going to do with those? He's like, I'm going to give them to Christina, his daughter. I'm like, really?
She'll be
you
so
think Christina
mad.
Wants the
She'll
shit?
Be so, bad.
So we took pictures of it and promptly gave them away. Anyway, getting back to the picture, so many people commented to me, like, why the garage? Like, thinking that I banished them to the garage.
No.
And I'm like, no, he wanted them up there.
Yeah.
So, and I have to say, on both ends of this montage of Wall of Fame are both of Adam's wives.
both of the three, two of my three.
Ex-wives, excuse me. Yes, you're right. So, Patricia's on one end, it's a photo, and then the second wife's name is just on something that was hung, but it's part of your history, so I appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing it up time and again. It is part of the tour. Let me show you Adam's Wall of Fame, and notice his ex-wives are here too. I'm not up there. Well, you're not in the garage either. No, that's where they belong. Tidy, neat, and all stored away. Yes, exactly.
Anyway, so yeah, I got a little bit of a flack for putting it in the garage, and that was not my decision. That was your decision.
And then, meanwhile, the same people look at pictures of Anthony Fauci in his office with his paintings of himself and his prayer candle, and they all think it's creepy. Yeah, because it is.
Yeah.
You know, you infected me. Are you texting with someone?
No,
while I'm talking.
I'm looking at my notes, man.
It looks like you're texting. Are you texting your sister?
Here's my Lisa, check your phone.
You infected me. I wanted everything clean, and
you've come a long way.
I enjoy less clutter. I really do. Yeah. You know, and I like my studio is my studio, and I mean, there's a little bit of mess there, but that's from the PO box. But that's in the cleanup pile.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Look at someone. Come on. Give me a little bit of sugar
here. Adam's good. He's pretty good.
Yeah. And the studio is not a, you know, I finally got you to stop seeing it as your man cave. Like, no,
I
this is
never
my,
said that.
You always used to say man cave. I'm like, it's just, are you going to your man cave? No, it's in the studio where I work. It's my office. Man cave. If I had a man cave, you'd know about it because it would be a grotto.
Oh.
Like the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool room, though.
This is my favorite studio I've ever worked in,
yeah.
Especially with what I see across from me.
Aww.
I've never worked with someone as beautiful as you.
Aww,
usually,
so sweet.
Usually, radio girls are not pretty.
I'll get you later, baby.
Yeah, I know. Radio girls are always, they have square jaw.
Well, that's why
lines.
They're on the radio.
They have the perfect look for radio. You're hired.
Thank you.
So you have, you have multiple facets there.
Yeah, there you go.
And people who want to, a comic strip blogger will have Yeah, you should put up webcam so we can see.
Oh,
no. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I wrote this down because there was something that I thought would be helpful. You were helping my stepdaughter with who were you helping with interviewing? The interview tips.
My daughter Elise.
Was it Elise? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My stepdaughter Elise.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought the things you said about interviewing for a job mm-hmm. were something that was kind of helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because you really, because I've seen you coach multiple people through this process. I've seen you help people write. In fact, you could be a resume job consultant.
I've written a lot of resumes.
You could help people get hired for money.
Well, and I help my sister Toni too with some of her her marketing stuff at work as well.
No, you basically help people get the job and then you help them with the job. But I thought some of those interviewing tips about, you know, when you're going to be interviewed, what you were telling Elise, I thought was really good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, the one thing that I know is that people love to talk about themselves. They just love to. And the one thing that I coached her on, because she was going to talk to like the head of the department of where she was going to, where the place she was interviewing for. And I told her to ask the person like about her achievements, about who mentored her, who, you know, what was her best accomplishment in her career? Because people love to talk about themselves. And guess what? She got the job. I'm not saying that it was because of my question. She certainly presented herself like obviously beautifully and she had to do a case study and she did really, really well. But I think that, yeah, I hope that those questions helped her.
But it's really the whole concept of you asking that person about their shit.
So your interview, you turn it around. Them.
Yeah,
and for sure.
And it's so easy to do and it's so subtle. It's really, I like it so much. It's a handy tip mm-hmm. from your Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's thank a couple of people who supported us. And that was really nice. We finally got some people to use the QR codes at curryandthekeeper.com. And the first one were Justin and Megan. And they sent us 27,485 wow. sats. So that's like $15. Wow. Hey, Adam, finally figured out this damn Cash App. So with Cash App now, you can send Satoshis and Bitcoin through Lightning. And so they went through the trouble to figure it out. And I have now onboarded them into the world of Bitcoin.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Anyway, my wife, Megan, and I really enjoyed the new podcast. Then we have the Lotus Podcast with Phoenix and Phone Boy here. We love you both. Keep up the great work. 11,810 sats. So that's $5, I think, more or less.
All right. We can buy our next bottle of wine.
The wine is in the pocket.
Nice.
Now let's look at our boostergrams. These are people using a modern podcast app. It's really the only way to interact with this show and to interact, you have to show value by sending us something fun to do or to read or sending us some talent, some treasure.
Yeah. We need merch.
You're going to keep asking for your merch, aren't you?
We need artwork, too. Please send us your artwork. I'm creating it in Canva. I am not a graphic designer, as you will see.
So I think that this Boostagram technology, which you can use in these new apps, is pretty new. All the stuff is, you know, we think it all works. You know, so stuff may be dropping off. So if we miss you somehow, I'm sorry. I don't quite have – we don't have an Excel export yet, so I'm copy-pasting. And all I know is – when I get to another comic strip blogger donation for 10,033 sats, I know that I've reached the previous episode saturation point. So again, he sends it. Greetings to Tina the Keeper and her husband.
Oh. I like that. Tina the Keeper and her husband.
Yes, and this is 10,033 sats. You're welcome to listen to our podcast about artificial intelligence entitled AI.cooking. Read by former BBC actor Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent.
Oh.
Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent.
That is a prestigious name.
I mean, it must be a hit podcast. Just search in any podcast app, any modern one at newpodcastapps.com for AI.cooking.
Nice.
Thank you, comic strip blogger. We have Danksteady, who sent us 19,000 sats. You know, that's $10. You two are like peas and carrots. You just go together. We are really enjoying your shows. Signed, Danksteady and Mrs. Danksteady.
Nice.
From Doty Island, Wisconsin.
Oh, I cool. wonder where that is.
I don't know. We got 3330 from Horn Loaded. Horn Loaded's in a lot of different similar boostograms. Also, we got a whole bunch of 1111s from somebody who it just says one. So instead of putting a name, it just says one. So I'm not sure if someone did something wrong there. Brian of London, our buddy there who works hard on podcasting 2.0. He says 1984 stats from Brian of London. Working on getting the vaccine crap canceled so you can come visit Israel.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Brian.
Definitely. I think, you know, Brian, I think he married into money. He doesn't seem to have any other way of generating money. So he's doing podcasting 2.0 on Hive all day. It's like clearly he married into money. So he probably has a huge pad we can stay at.
Adam married into money too.
Hell yes.
All right. I came with a dowry.
Yes, you did. 2080 from Ville. Little late, but regarding the show 3 and the sauna thing, as a Finn, there we go, we got Finland on the line, baby. I feel I need to bring your attention that infrared thing is not a sauna.
Oh.
Frankly, it's pretty much blasphemy. This is not sauna.
That's a buzzkill.
This is not a sauna. It is pretty much blasphemy to call that contraption a sauna. It should be illegal, if you ask me. This is a pissed off Finn. From now on, this is Ville, the pissed off Finn. And 170 degrees Fahrenheit? That's like 55 degrees Celsius. No, 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 no. If you use the word sauna, there better not be under 70 Celsius, around 160 Fahrenheit. And that's if you bring the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Around 80 to 175 Fahrenheit. And you really need the room with kiosk. That's the fireplace with the rocks, and you put the water on top of it to get the steam. That's the way to go.
Can we do that in that room?
Yeah. If we build an actual sauna.
I will be like a popcorn kernel. I will. If it's 170 degrees, I will pop.
I had a small two-person sauna in my house in Amsterdam.
Oh, you did?
And
this is the first I'm hearing about this.
No, it was pretty cool because it was, you know, it was the real deal. It was wood and you had the little rocks and you poured the water over it. And I would sit in there and I'd smoke a joint and pour water over the rocks.
That's nice. Yeah, where I just got a little baked potato thing in here. My little, I zip up and I'm like a baked potato.
You are a baked potato in your aluminum. It's like, yeah, it's like an aluminum.
But my hands are out
cooker.
Like Mr. Robot.
Dude, you've got to take a picture of this. This is too good. Can you put a funny hat on too at the same time?
I'll just wrap my head in foil.
Foil,
how about that?
Okay, tin foil hat. You know, I mean, if you want a real sauna, then we have to put in a real sauna.
No,
but that's
this
different.
Is fine.
This is basically a hot box.
Pretty much. I should just smoke a joint when I'm hot boxing. We'll see what happens.
Let me tell you, your life will never be the same. Yeah. Now, check it out. 25,000 sats from Aerostatica. Sending you this early to congratulate you both on the 5th episode of your fantastic show.
Thank you.
Boostograms will change the world. Go Phoebe. I mean, go podcasting.
Go Phoebe.
Yeah. It says go Phoebe. Aerostatica, thank you. 333, let's see, who was that from? Love the show, Sir Addison, CEO of Shitposts. Always want to have the Shitpost CEO on your side.
Nice.
There's Horn Loaded again. He says, great show. Kyle Herbert, best podcast hosted by Cubble.
Like, drinking a little much there? Oh, you're dry.
I'm dry, babe. That's the problem right there. My mouth was a little sore today, regardless.
Why? I don't want to know why.
Best podcast hosted by a couple.
Couple.
The chemistry, the personality, the stories. Love it all. Keep it up. Thank you, Kyle.
Oh, thanks, Kyle.
Got another 5,000 from someone who's not identified. 42,069. Hello.
Wow.
Here's your $25. From Sir Spencer.
Oh.
Hopefully this one is big enough to get through.
Oh, Spencer, yeah. Spencer had emailed me a couple times.
Let me try it again. Hopefully this one is big enough to get through.
Boost!
That's what she said was what I was expecting, but I like the boost.
Boost me, baby.
Oh, man. Unexpected. I like that a lot, baby. That's right. You know, that is, you know, podcasting 2.0. It's now people are using that out in the wild.
Boost.
Yeah.
Don't just stand there. Boost.
I like the French one. Do the French one.
Oh, that's Benjamin.
And now, as the French say, it is time for le boost.
Sat streamer.
What? Sat streamer.
Sat streamer.
Hopefully this one's big enough to get through. I lost my boostergram. Oh, in my lost boostergram, which, yeah, it, somehow that got, I mean, again, we probably got the sats, but the boostergram got lost.
Oh.
The umbral ate my boostergram.
The umbral.
I had mentioned we love the husband and wife podcasting dynamic. Maybe we're biased, but we think it makes for naturally good chemistry on a show. Also wanted to let you guys know we'll be joining you at the Valentine's Day meetup in Nashville.
Oh
cool. Yeah. Love is lit. Wow. Sir Spencer and Dame DeLorean.
Oh, lovely. I'm excited.
I agree. I think, and this is why I wanted to do this, because I always knew that if you could be completely honest with each other, in general, in a marriage, but on a show, that it's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's what people like. They want to hear honesty.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, if the husband looks stupid.
Well, and how we are on the show is how we are in real life.
No,
I mean, we are always
exactly the same.
I have an email too that I wanted to read. Are you?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Chaugunnne. Okay. Call me John. Thank you. 500 sats. Burberry. Booberry. 3333 says antiquing is the best.
Mm.
Scott says love the show. Thank you, Scott. More from Tiaogun. The Sex and the City review sounds very similar to how I view the new Star Wars movie. Oh yes, I can understand the issue there. I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I get you. Overliving 22, 1,000 sats. Thank you. And then more from Tiaogun. Cheers to the next.
Well, Thank you so much.
If you keep boosting, then I'll read your boostergrams, you know? What are you going to say, babe?
No, go ahead, babe.
Please what?
No. I was going to say send the phonetic.
Yeah, a spelling. Yes. Oh, please.
Of your name.
I mean.
So Adam doesn't butcher it.
Cheers to the next healthy 40 plus years.
Aww.
Us listeners and producers gladly fill the role of the grandkids you can teach something to, then give back. Personally, I want to incorporate the OTG life into my home and then be able to share that with others. Oshan Olesen. So that he has a name. That's just his username, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Sean Olesen.
Okay.
Okay, Sean, thanks. Well, okay. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But I appreciate the thought.
Yeah.
And Sean, again, LeBoost. This was very fun. Great stories.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, everybody who's boosted us. And that's the motivation, really, to do this. The first question is, can we buy our wine? Can we afford the wine? And then can we start putting away a little bit of Bitcoin to retire on, as this is the exit strategy? This is
no pressure, Tina.
Hey, baby, I think you should maybe wear some sexy clothes for your Instagram to promote the show.
Okay. Ew.
What? What do you mean? That's all the Instagram models do that.
I am not an Instagram model.
Well, we can put you in your box.
In my big potato?
Your big potato box.
I'll do that. I wanted to read this email from Robert Skolnicki.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I enjoy your podcast with Adam. He is never going to write a book about himself, so the discussion to be his audio... So use the discussion to be his autobiography. Mm. Maybe just one question a week, as it is fun to hear your current stories. Best wishes from Winnipeg, Canada. It is minus 13 degrees Celsius.
Cellulite.
Too much wine at the moment, and the snow will not melt for a few more months. Brr. But thank you, Robert. Yeah, I like that. One question a week. So
okay.
We'll have to think about that. I do like that.
You can do, for me personally, I want people to ask you questions because that's what I want to hear.
Tina@curry.com.
People can hear my crap all day long on multiple podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, it's easy if people just say, name an artist and then tell a story. And I pretty much any artist from the 80s and 90s, mid 80s to mid 90s.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If that's what people want to hear.
Yeah. Maybe they want questions about us.
Well.
You know, about how when you kick the tree.
Did you tell the kick the tree story?
No, I didn't tell the kick the tree story. I think we were dating about a year. We were dating about a year, and we were at this birthday party. It was a bowl.
I'm a pretty mellow guy.
Yeah, but Adam is very, he has a lot of charisma. He's very charismatic, and it can come off as being kind of flirtatious sometimes. But
just
that's
because
just
I engage with people, and I'm nice, and I'm friendly, and I anyone is a fan. I have to treat everybody as a fan.
So we were at this birthday. We were a year, I think, just 1 year into our relationship. And we were at Letty's
birthday. Were we living together?
No. We were at Letty's birthday party. And there was a young woman there who I felt was kind of being a little fangirlish. And I got jealous. I did. I got jealous. And Adam, I felt like Adam stuck up for her instead of me, which I was probably not right. There was alcohol involved too. And anyway, we got into a huge fight. We were on Second Avenue in Austin. Second Street in Austin. And we were arguing, and Adam turned around and kicked a tree.
Like Bruce Lee, that shit.
No, you did
and
not.
I severely hurt myself.
No, it was like Elaine in Seinfeld when she was on the dance floor.
Hey, not in my, that's not how it played in my mind.
I saw with my own eyes.
Is that why you look so shocked? Like, oh my God, this guy, he looked like Elaine from Seinfeld. And he's flirting with this other chick. Oh my God.
Oh, anyway, that was.
And then I said.
You said, I don't remember.
I said, hey man, that's not going to work.
Yes, she said. You said this. If you're going to be this jealous, it's not going to work.
Yeah, because I'm just a nice guy, but I only have eyes for you.
And the rest is history. Here we are, 17 years later,
drinking wine. How are we doing on the wine? By the
good,
way,
good.
Do we have more? Is there more in the
There's in the more in the decanter.
The show is not done until we're done with this.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Let me see if I have anything else on my list here. Do you have anything else?
I just had a. Maybe just talk about where we're at right now in general in the world, how you're feeling about, let's try and keep it not make it political, but just in general, you know, we have different countries apparently opening up, dropping mandates. We have, you know, we have trucker protests in Canada. I don't know what the hell is happening in Australia. You know, Christina still has some restrictions. New York, we can't visit unless we don't want to eat or sleep anywhere. You know, here we notice none of that. I mean, what you're just thinking of the world in general, just where we're going?
I really feel like we're on this little island here in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because people are not wearing masks. People are not freaked out. People are going out. They're going
people are wearing masks around town. In the HEB.
But not a lot. I mean,
no,
I don't.
But it's not a thing. It's like, hey, you want to wear a mask? You put a fucking garbage bag on your head if you want. I don't care.
And so it feels like the world is on fire sometimes if I really stop to think about it. Like, it's completely upside down. There's things that just don't make any sense to me at all. Like the huge mask debate. Like, there's been study after study to say that they don't make a difference at all, but yet there's these mask mandates.
Where are the mask mandates still?
There's like people who are, I mean, I don't know specifically, but I just hear like people are just wear your masks. The number of cities that we can't go to now are increasing because we don't have a vax passport. And
Mo just got fired today.
Yeah.
From his job because he refuses to accept the vaccine in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And Mo's not anti-vaccine either. He's just like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit deeper for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's odd because you have, I mean, this to me is so many different factions. You still have the medical community who are just, they're not stopping. They just keep going. Oh, don't worry, we're going to do Omicron vax and we'll do this and screw you with your monoclonal antibodies, you know, take the Pfizer pill. They're just moving ahead like they're going to fix it all down the road again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the political structure has mm-hmm. completely fallen apart over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've just lost my faith in a lot of things. I've lost my faith in our government and the agencies, the CDC, the FDA. I've lost faith in the education system, and my heart goes out to those people that are fighting for their children. I've lost faith big time in Western medicine, for sure. I mean,
well, my heart goes out to nurses in particular, but also doctors who've just been kowtowed into this system mm-hmm. of not practicing medicine mm-hmm. with people, but just following protocols. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're just one step away from a robotic dispenser.
Mm-hmm. Today I finally got to the point. It was not very busy at work at all today. So I was basically on social media all day, and I got to the point that I was just sick of the outrage on Twitter. I'm just done with it. I'm just done with it. And I need to detox. I need to just step away from it.
Have you tried porn? It's so much more fun.
You know, I'm going to do that right so, after we're done here. So much, what are you doing after the show,
so
dude?
Much more fun than social media.
Really?
When I was a kid, we just used to watch porn when we were bored. Now they got to scroll on social media.
Anyway. I'm just trying to focus on the goodness, you know, the goodness that we yeah. have in our lives, that we're healthy and we're happy, and that we have friends that are healthy and happy, and we can help our friends like Gene, Sir Gene. And so I just, yeah. Anyway, it just feels like the world's
a little on fire. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. I'm firing Dwight.
Oh.
Douchebag.
You haven't heard from him?
No, I asked him today. I've already done all this work. I've completely forgot to tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, this is for our generator, which has been sitting out in front of our yard for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, you know, is your crew better? You said you were going to do it this week. Well, I don't think I can do it before February 15th.
Really?
And then I'm like, well, how about the tank? Oh, no, you got to do the tank. And I'm not a plumber. I'm like, you know what? I got it, brother. I called Mike right away. I said, Mike, you're now my GC. You got to get your guys in here. He says, no problem. I'll take care of it right away.
We love Mike.
Yeah. But I was just like, and people had told me like, this guy, but he had come recommended from the propane guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I thought that would be good. That's my first bad experience here with someone who just disappointed me.
Yeah, it's going to happen. But yeah. You know what? Mike is so great too. Mike, actually, I had sent him a picture about when I put up all of Adam's pictures in the garage, because we had originally asked him to do it. And I was like, you know what? I can do it. It's fine. And so he sent me a text and he said, tell Adam, I said he owes you big time for a great job on his wall. I told Sarah, that's Mike's girlfriend, I want one also. But the only thing I have to hang up is an old picture of me with a gopher I killed with a stick.
Wow.
Mike's a good guy. He's really a good guy.
He saved people's lives.
And he's turned into a really good friend, which I'm really happy about. So
he's very funny.
Yeah. But we have this generator. We have this whole house generator that's been sitting in our yard for 2 weeks now.
And so today on the news, like...
Storms are coming.
Wait. Let me see if I can find this clip, because it was surreal. Where it's not just the storm. No, if only that was the problem. No. We have first for 2 days now, they've been talking about, Russian cyber attacks. Oh, yeah. You know, Ukraine, Russia, we're all angry. We're all pissed off and everything. Yeah, cyber attacks. And then all of a sudden, you sent me that clip, I think. Although I want to play the one that was sent to me from CBS Radio, because it sounded like we were in a movie.
Oh,
yeah, it had this. It was this crazy ass. The guy recorded from his AM car radio, I think.
Oh, sound is. Speaking of which, sound. I wanted to tell you. So at work today, because it was so boring, I was trying to listen to other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you have ruined me in terms of sound with other podcasts. Because No Agenda and the sound, it just is amazing, the podcast that Adam produces. Like, I love Victor Davis Hanson, but oh my gosh. I mean, that guy needs help with his sound. It's almost unbearable. And then I started listening to Jesse Kelly, too, who I really like on Twitter because he's so snarky. But he's yelling during the whole freaking podcast. And yelling? I just...
that's
yelling. And I just, yeah.
Escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists.
Oh.
CBS's Catherine Herridge reports the power grid could be a target.
The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,500 plants and nearly a 500,000 miles of high-voltage lines. It may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments.
I love this sound. That's like, is it just like some kind of horror movie, disaster movie? And you're driving, trying to drive away from the Armageddon, and you hear that. You know, it's like Catherine Herridge, CBS News. It looks like the right wing extremists are going to bring down the power grid. According to sources unconfirmed within the state of the Department of Homeland Security. And you know that. So to me, that just means, you know, just to prove a political point, the government is probably willing to switch off the power somewhere. And I want my damn generator hooked up when it happens.
Yeah.
And that's what I texted Dwight to say. He said,
February,
do you think, 15th. I said, do you think my generator will be connected before the right-wing extremists turn off the grid? And he says, no, I don't think it'll be before February 25th. I'm like, okay, I know enough, brother. Thank you. So his crew didn't have the Rona.
Oh.
That was a lie.
Oh.
No. Or I'm not priority, or I got pushed to the back of the line or whatever.
Yeah, we're trying to really go off the grid here. So,
yeah, I mean, but that's just like,
I know, it's dishonest.
It's just
Mike didn't like him to begin with. We should have listened to Mike. Oh, well,
yeah.
We'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Yeah. I should. Hey, man, you got to listen to Mike.
Hey, man.
That's going to be my
thing.
The narc.
Mike,
Phoebe's like, narc, narc, what are you doing here, narc?
I want to say that I, switching topics completely, so many people reached out to me and said the same thing about the laundry. We were talking about the socks.
Oh, yes. It turns out we've struck on something here.
Yes, I guess it's a common issue among other couples.
Yes, men have use more socks than their spouses, and this is an irritant, apparently.
Yes.
Interesting.
I did not count the socks in this last laundry batch, though. So
you may find that I've. It's you know what? It's fucking sad. I'm actually wearing socks longer because I'm now conscious of it. I'm like, well, I don't want the poor woman to have to carry more socks than she has.
So
to.
You're wearing dirty socks?
Yes. Yeah. Or I stepped in some water. Okay.
I'll just dry it off with the hair dryer.
I'll just the UGG sop it up. I'll just let that happen. You know, it's fine. You traumatize me, and I'm sure we together traumatize many men. Like, oh crap, this is a thing. I want to make sure I treat my queen right. So let me wear those socks a little longer.
I appreciate it.
The trick is you know, to
now
wear,
if we could just give you wear your underwear longer, we'd be golden.
Yeah, see, this is where I think you're wrong. Male underwear should be a time clock.
Babe,
it should
be
time locked.
You could turn them inside out. You could get 2 days out of them.
All right, Indiana. We know it. Yeah, it's okay, Phoebe. It's okay. Mommy's nuts. Yeah, she's over here. She's over here, like, protecting me, literally. Good girl.
I'm kidding. Good I'm girl. Kidding. Of yeah. course I'm kidding.
She's over on my side, like, what? Uh-oh, she's cackling.
Speaking of underwear, I have a funny story to share.
All right, segue.
I was just thinking about, oh, this was, oh my gosh, this is 2011. Oh my God, 11 years ago. Woo. I was working for this community foundation. It's a nonprofit, but they open up charitable funds for rich people, trust funds and stuff. And so I was working, and the CEO, Leslie Lilly is her name,
mm-hmm.
Older woman. And one day she forgot to lock the bathroom door, and I opened up the door, and there she is with her skirt over her head.
Over her head?
Standing in front of the mirror with her granny panties. I looked at her, I go, lock the door. What is wrong with you?
Okay, I just want to understand the skirt over her head. What was she doing?
She was trying to tuck her blouse in or something. But
oh,
I was like,
my
that
goodness.
Burned my eyeballs. Nobody wanted to sit next to her at lunch because she would, I think I shared the story with you, she'd have the balsamic vinegar and she would pour it on her salad and she would stab it with her fork and the balsamic vinegar would go flying across the table and it actually got all over my clothes during the lunch.
Wait, what was her position?
She was CEO. She got canned. But
I was going to say, how is she with donors? Come into my special office. Let me show you my granny panties. Wait until I get my skirt over my head. Then you'll donate.
That was traumatic for me.
I'll bet
that
it was.
That was traumatic. I was like, things you don't ever need to see. Seriously. Anyway.
Oh, my.
Anyway, nice segue into
Yeah, thanks. Underwear. Yeah, I'm thinking, I just don't have an underwear story. I'm sorry. I can't top your panty raid there. No, can't do it. Can't do it.
Anyway, that's all I have on my list.
Yeah, I don't have anything else other than I love you. I adore you.
I love you too.
You crack me up every single day.
Yeah. We do have a good time, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, definitely. What do you have coming up in the next few weeks? And we have Nashville. We're going to travel.
We have friends coming on Wednesday. We've been entertaining a lot, which is great.
You know why?
Because we're cool.
We have a great house for entertaining.
We're cool.
That's what the agent always says. This is a great house for entertaining.
But these are
your stuff will look great here.
These are new friends. This is a woman that I met in November when I went away for a retreat, and I really love her.
Is Catherine?
Catherine and her husband Brian. Mm-hmm. So they're coming on Friday, which I'm really excited about. They're very cool. Everybody's younger than us, though. But you know what? We're young at heart, right? We're young at heart.
Yeah. Well, the people who are our age are kind of boring. We have a couple of new neighbors who have moved into the subdivision.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit older, I think.
Bill and Kate. Yeah.
Bill and Katie.
Yeah.
Bill
and Katie.
He's like, could not be more American. Hey, I'm Bill. How you doing? We're downsizing.
From 7,000 square feet to 5.
No, from 14 to 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. We're doing a ton of work on that house, too.
That's a mausoleum.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
But we have...
But he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
So totally cool.
Yeah, I told him when things settle down, we'll have him over for, sort of a little...
No, week. I want to go over there and see this mansion, this thing, what's going... There's two people.
I know.
You could have a whole... Like I have a football team living
here. Yeah,
easily.
It's a huge house.
Easily.
Huge.
Yeah.
So we have friends coming this weekend, and then February is kind of quiet. We're going to meet.
Except for Nashville.
Yeah, we're going to Nashville just overnight. We're going for the
Valentine's Day, for the meetup.
For the No Agenda skating rink meetup. I am not skating. I don't know if you're going to skate. Huh?
Of course I'm going to skate.
What did you say? I have never. We talked about this in the last show.
You've
I'm
never
not
going to
break a hip. I'm not going to break a hip.
No. I'm not going to either, but I will skate.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll skate.
I think it's hard to talk to people and skate, but anyway, it's
I'm skating so I don't have to talk to people. Sorry, skating.
Sir Patrick Coble.
Go talk to Tina. She's over there.
So we have that coming up, and we're trying to figure out where we can go on vacation. I want to go somewhere.
Now you said Hawaii is...
Can't go.
No,
not
no
jab.
Can do?
No.
Are they not America? What's up with that?
No.
They're an island. I guess they have their rules.
Yeah.
Why do we want to go Hawaii? Why do we want to travel 7 hours to get to Hawaii?
I guess we'll just go to Florida.
Florida, Mexico.
Yeah.
Although Mexico,
I don't want to go back to Mexico.
No, I don't either, really.
No, I don't.
I'm not sure. Why is that?
Because we've been there. We've been there to Cabo twice.
Been there, done that. I'm sorry.
Brandy wants us to come to Aspen, though. She's like, come to Aspen. Yeah.
Do you have to be jabbed to go to Aspen? It seems like one of those places.
No, but I don't. Yeah. I guess we could ski. We could ski.
When's the last time you skied? And I'm not talking about cocaine.
I skied in 1984.
Oh, goodness.
And yeah, we did a lot of cocaine on that ski trip.
Really? It was never really my drug, but I have to admit, if you're going to go skiing to take a whole powder of snow to the snow is pretty funny.
We were buzzed all. Yeah. In my 20s, I was
going to say
into drugs. I'm not into it anymore. I did it all.
No, we even tried the damn.
We did the psilocybin.
I got to talk to Justin, the drug dealer, because that was his sample. He was like, hey, I got something new for you.
Yeah, we tried it with psilocybin gummies.
Yeah, so basically magic mushroom gummies.
And nothing. Zippo. Didn't feel a thing.
And I've never done mushrooms in my life. So I'm like, I take one. I'm like, okay, that's a nice gummy. And I took two, nothing.
Here's the guy that takes a 50 milligram
before breakfast. Ate my cornflakes.
Anyway, so yeah, but no, that's, we don't have too much coming up, so spring will be kind of quiet, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, it will be interesting to see. I still desperately want to get Christina and Kevin out here.
Desperately,
I desperately want to take Christina and Kevin to the cinema if they can get here as soon as they can. Oh, I have a jingle.
Oh,
yeah. When does that? Hey, why did my jingle not play now? No, that was not professional. Let's try it again. Yeah.
There's just no other. There's Tina.
Oh. It's Megan. What? Megan Kelly. Someone ISO'd it.
There's just no other. There's Tina.
Oh, when she was talking about Tina Turner.
Yeah, so yeah. It's, you are, there is no other. There's Tina.
Aw.
Just so you know.
That's nice.
Someone ISO'd that as ammo.
Oh, nice.
So when she gets on your shit again about whatever you did wrong. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
Phoebe's good. The kids are good. Everybody's good. We're happy to hear everybody is tuning in. Are we done? Do we have a little bit more? Can we just finish off?
Yeah.
You need to drink that too.
I'm drinking.
Okay. Well, you're a little bit behind.
I don't drink that as nearly as much as you do, though. Well, here, no. Look, I'm filling up my glass. I'm filling it up.
You're a newbie podcaster. You'll learn how to drink. Don't worry. It comes with the territory. There we go. Cheers, baby. So nice.
Every time we cheers glasses, we always hit the stem on
Yeah, why do
table.
We do that?
We just started doing that. We just do it, yeah.
It's just our thing. Let's wrap it up then with what we've been watching. Sex and the City. I think we should just catch up on that. Let's be honest about it, because I am still all in. I like it.
The last episode was funny.
I think that they're making fun of woke culture in a very slick way.
Mm.
I think for people on the inside, like myself, you know, people from show business.
I disagree, because I follow the inside scoop on Instagram, and people don't like it. They don't like it.
Yeah, but who are these people? Woke people?
People who are Sex in the City, like...
aficionados?
Like, yeah.
But come on, we got Miranda having lesbian sex, always a winner. We have... Carrie.
What about the frontal? There are a lot of frontal nudity.
It's about time. It's fine.
Yeah.
I personally like Harry, don't. Whoa. I personally don't think
Harry's well endowed, man.
I personally don't think that's interesting, because
I wonder if it's a prosthetic though.
Might have been, but I just find the flaccid member not pretty to look at.
Well, Harry wasn't. He was kind of like, he was halfway there, it looked like.
Okay, now you're doing that shoulder head shake thing. Now, let me ask you, be honest. Did you look at that and go, nice member?
I was like, no, I was more shocked. Like, holy shit, they're showing his junk.
And you no need to disparage the male genitalia as junk.
Anyway, I
obviously have no problem with showing it, but it's interesting that was kind of like shocking.
I was just surprising. It was this last episode was funny, but I feel like it's still so contrived, and I think they were renewed for a second
really?
Season. Yes, where there was a lot of speculation because maybe it's the echo chamber I'm in. It probably is, where people are just not happy with what's being.
Yeah, but okay.
The storyline.
Just as the mindless kind of entertainment it is, I think it's pretty funny.
Well,
I'm into it. I'm into the stories. I can get into it.
And we're also watching season 6 of Billions, which Ace is gone.
Gone, yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
And he made the show, and now it's Prince who's in there.
I disagree.
You didn't think he made the show?
I think Wags was a big part of the show. I think Mason is still an important part. Whatever. Them is a part of the show. Some of the traitors, I think, are interesting characters.
What I thought was interesting was
the creepy compliance guy.
Yeah. But what I thought was interesting was when Wags was on the Peloton, and then he made reference to he didn't die like Big did
on
the Peloton. So that was like Peloton stock is,
they're kicking out the CEO right now.
Ooh.
The stock is down. I mean, NASDAQ has been destroyed, but the Peloton stock is down 45% or some crazy amount. Don't look at the Bitcoin price. I'm talking about NASDAQ.
Money printer go burr.
Exactly. but also, there seemed to be a little bit of hidden promotion in there, as in both Billions and in Sex and the City, they were promoting the tracking
ring. The aura ring. Is it the aura ring?
I don't know what it is. The tracking ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just coincidental, perhaps.
Yeah.
So billions, we like that. We're watching something else.
We're watching a new show called Pivoting.
What's that about again?
It's about the three women. Chicks. The friend died.
Chicks. We never watched Lost in Space.
Oh, I wonder
why.
I
wonder why.
Who wants to watch that garbage?
Instead, we're watching chick shit. Danger, Will Robinson.
He's always like, Adam, Dr. Smith. When these like sci-fi shows come on or these war shows, he's like, I'll watch that when you're not here.
Yeah. And then I realized you never leave.
Look. Look, I don't want to be stressed out. Shit stresses me out.
Lost in Space was like,
Sean,
what's her face is in it? She's a great actress.
What's her face?
What's her face, the great actress? Oh. Come on.
Sigourney Weaver?
No. Parker Posey.
I don't care. I do watch.
All I want to see is Harry's junk. No. Okay, we're going to be watching a robot in space. No, Harry's junk. And we get a head and shoulder shake, everybody. Harry's junk, he's well endowed. Couldn't have been a prosthetic, but I don't know. Doesn't matter. I saw it. It was great. I'm sorry. I must have interpreted it differently.
I am watching this show called Made, M-A-I-D, on, I think it's on Netflix.
By the way, that's Adam has something to do. I'm just going to watch my own show now. You don't need to see this show. But if I'm like, baby, I'm going to watch Lost in Space. No. This is a good effect. It sounds just like you.
No, it sounds like comic strip blogger.
Baby, I love watching these shows with you. Yeah. I grew up on chick stuff.
Chicks, man.
Yes, it's what I'm used to, so it's fine. I like it, though. I do.
I'm sorry.
I like sharing it with you. That's the most important thing. Yeah. And that I like Sex and City and you're all troubled by it. It's kind of funny.
Not legacy, people.
And then we were watching the first episodes of Samantha's show, which is the
How I Met Your Father. Yeah. We should resurrect How I Met Your Mother. That's a good show. Mm. Yeah.
Oh. I don't like Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick Harris is a completely different character than Doogie Howser.
I just look at him completely. Like Doogie. I can't. It's hard for me.
But Adam and I, we watched all of Parks and Rec, which we really liked. We watched all of The Office, which we really liked.
Yeah, all
of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And almost all of Friends.
Gilmore Girls.
Chicks, man.
But although sometimes if you're just on the couch and you're going to go to sleep, you're so tired, you're like, oh, honey, it's okay. Let's watch Rust Belt Restoration.
Rust Belt. What's that?
That's the show. And you're like, and you'll see it up there because I have watched that one. Because a half hour, I could sneak it in before she comes home. Like quick Rust Belt Restoration. This is dudes in Canada that they're restoring cars. But when you're like, Oh, it's okay, honey. Let's watch Rust Belt Restoration.
You know, we do watch Fast Cars, though. I've watched that with you. Fast Cars.
Yes, we've watched Fast Cars. Yes. Well, you actually are kind of a car chick. You're a bit of a metalhead. You like cars. You're a car girl.
I read the owner's manual front to back.
Yeah.
With every car that I've owned, I've read the owner's
manual. Also really care about your rims.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I hand wash my car. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I take care of my cars. Vacuum it. Yeah. Wipe it down. Wipe the seats down. Yeah. Get the dog hair out. Well, the dog's not allowed in my car.
Exactly. This is like, well, I'll have to wait until you come home to take Phoebe to the vet. Why? Well, I'm not going to put her in my car.
No, this is what I said. She can't hop up into my car because I have an SUV and Adam has a sedan. She can't get up, sure. Remember?
Oh, yeah, remember? Sure. All right, baby. Oops. Sorry.
You did it again.
One of these days I'll get it right.
Hey, premature.
It used to be my middle name until I met you, baby. I gained control.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, too. That's it, everybody. Curry and the Keeper. Support this work. It's important. because it gives you sanity, makes you feel like you too are part of the human race. Get a new podcast app at newpodcastapps.com. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. Boost away. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.
Keeper.